Let's turn to 197 in the grace and glory this morning. 197. Thank you, Jesus. It is glory just to walk with Him whose blood has ransomed me. It is rapture for my soul each day. It is joy divine to feel Him near where'er my path may be. Bless the Lord, it's glory all the way. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory just to walk with Him. He will guide my steps aright through the vale and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory when the shadows fall to know that He is near. Oh, what joy to simply trust and pray. It is glory to abide in Him when skies above are clear. Yes, with Him it's glory all the way. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory just to walk with Him. He will guide my steps aright through the vale and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with Him. 'Twill be glory when I walk with Him on heaven's golden shore, never from His side again to stray. 'Twill be glory, wondrous glory, with the Savior evermore, everlasting glory all the way. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory just to walk with Him. He will guide my steps aright through the vale and o'er the high. It is glory just to walk with Him. Sing it again. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory just to walk with Him. He will guide my steps aright through the vale and o'er the high. It is glory just to walk with Him. Yes, to be with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anyone have a song? F, okay. And what? 78, okay. Let's go to F first. That would be in the back of your books, I'm thinking. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen. Glory to Jesus. He is faithful. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, trials should come. Let let this last assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the fish shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Let's hail the King this morning. Amen. All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him. And forever I shall reign with Him.
Here we go again.
All hail King Jesus.
eternity, I'm going to praise Him. And forevermore, I shall reign with Him. Amen. Yes, be with the Lord. Thank Jesus. Majesty, worship His majesty, unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from His throne unto His own, His anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Amen. Glory to the Lord. King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank Jesus. Hallelujah. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord forever. Truth shall reign, heaven and earth rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. From the beginning, He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him, He is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall reign, heaven and rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. Brother Rick's got a song for us this morning. Go come sing and play. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Till the morning's so bright and the Lamb is night is as sad as the day. But there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I'll see. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolves will be changed, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. And the beasts from the wild will be led by a little child, and I'll be changed, changed from this creature, Lord, that I am. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I'll see. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles I'll see. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me.
And who brings the peace? The Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We'll exalt the Lord's name. Thank you.
For thou, O Lord, art high above all the above all gods.
exalt thee. I exalt thee, O Lord. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee, O Lord.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, we've really had a lot of needs and problems this week. A lot of them you don't know about, but I tell you what, Satan is really trying to attack the people of God in this meeting. It started a while back, and it's just continuing on now in such volume. But we are victors in Christ Jesus. And I want us to pray for one another. Pray for the saints here in the meeting. We've got several different issues right now. Problems with individuals that are having terrific trials and tests. And I know that God is able, and as we believe together, He's going to work it out for His glory. He's going to come in, but we must stand firm and believe the Word of God and all of these things. Glory to God. I'm looking for the scripture that, and maybe one of you can tell me where it is. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am your God. Where is that? Jeremiah? I was looking in Isaiah and I can't remember what the scripture text is. So remember that. Like my daughter, my dear daughter that loves the Lord, she says, Mom, it isn't a suggestion. God doesn't just suggest to us, fear not. He gives it as a commandment. Fear not. We are the people of God. We have strength in our Lord Jesus Christ. Fear not, for I am with you. Behold, I will hold you with my own right hand, he says in that verse. We've had that verse recently in a sermon, but I just can't. My mind just does not lay hold of where it is. It's in either Jeremiah or Isaiah. So we're going to turn to a very familiar scripture this morning. Let's turn in the book of John, chapter 14. John 14, Jesus Christ speaking right there in that place in that upper room where they were having the communion together for the last time. And he spoke a lot of different things here about how that he was going to send the Holy Spirit. He spoke about how it would be when he died, that he would be crucified and would be raised again. He gave them many, many admonitions here in these chapters, here in this upper room, beginning in, I believe it's chapter 13 that it begins. And then goes on, clear on, until he goes to his death. Even chapter 17 is part of that upper room talk. Yes, clear until the end of chapter 17. Praise the Lord. So we're going to read these very, very familiar verses. These are verses that are used at funerals a lot, but the Lord really quickened something to me. Let's read verse 1. Of chapter 14 of the book of John. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now we're living in the end days of this age. Isn't it evident? Aren't you feeling it inside of you that the Lord is doing something different? We are having tragedies. We are having situations that we haven't had before. Long, long time it's been since we've had floods like we're having now. Also, they're predicting this big hurricane that's off the coast of California out in the Pacific, and the El Nino is real, real low. It's going to bring just torrential rains to California, they're saying, which is going to cause terrific mudslides. How different is that? We've been having a drought for years and years and years out there, and now there's going to be torrential rains. So, you know, all of these things that we see, Jesus warned us of them already. He said, when you see these things beginning to come to pass, then lift up your head and look up, because he said, your redemption draws nigh. Jesus Christ is coming. I am warning you again. Jesus Christ is coming very, very soon. Be ready for his coming. Jesus said that several times. Be ready. Be ready. And one of the things that's going to make us ready is for us to believe by faith and claim God's victory in our lives right now. He says, let not your heart be troubled. All of the situations of this world can just tear our emotions up if we let them, just thinking about them. The situations we have with our children, my grandson, all of the things that come on right now in our lives, our loved ones in New Mexico that we have, dear ones there that need deliverance in their life. They're into drugs. They've been into drugs. There's problems. We need to trust in the Lord and not let our heart be troubled. Now, we're going to go into this because I've got to thinking about the words, let not. Let not. This expresses an absolute denial. Jesus says, do not let it happen. Do not let it happen. And Satan is right there to keep bombarding us and tempting us to let us be in fear. But let not be absolutely a denial to this. The concordance states that these two words imply a negative answer, but expects an affirmative one. Okay, it's negative, let not, but it expects you are going to be a victor. You are not going to let the circumstance defeat you. That really spoke to me. Now, the word not, we know, is a negative. Something will not happen. But the word let, combined with that word not, causes it to be a positive. Let not. Now something's going to happen. Praise the Lord. There's going to be victory if we let not the things of this world defeat us. There's going to be a victory. This verse shows our control in the matter. We can blame all our problems on God, or we can blame them all on circumstances. But there is a controlling factor that we have, and that is to have faith, to trust in God. Put our hope in the Lord. Let not. Stand up. The Lord says, stand. Stand up. Don't let things defeat you. Be a victor. You are a victor in Christ Jesus. We exalt him, don't we? Because he is our victory. He is our strength. He is the mighty one who gives us the deliverance. Now notice what it says. Let not your heart. What is your heart? It isn't just that thing that beats inside of you. When in the Word of God, it speaks of the seat of our feelings and our thoughts. Our thoughts, what is that? Right up here. Right here is a big problem, isn't it? Right here between our ears is the big problem. When we are defeated, it's because we're not keeping our minds on the Lord. And how often we think about that, where we've had it just recently. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Don't allow negative things come in your mind, because if you do, then you're going to be defeated. But when you put your trust in the Lord and you keep reminding your thoughts of the Lord and his faithfulness, reading the word and hearing the word of God preached, you're going to be a victor in the Lord. He isn't going to let you be defeated. It's so sad when we hear of young people wanting to commit suicide. My heart just cries for those young people that are so discouraged and don't have any hope. And the parents that don't give their children the hope in the Lord. We need to keep reinforcing our children with this hope that we have. Praise God. And all of us realize we need help sometimes. Some of us just get discouraged sometimes. And I know if I ask you, everyone here would say, I have been discouraged sometime in my life. I was really down. I was in that condition one time in my life, and God came in and delivered me. I am a witness to that, that God delivered me from my fears and from my defeat. Praise the Lord. And so your heart, your thoughts and your feelings. He says, let not that be troubled. And that word troubled means to stir and to agitate like roiling water. And we've seen a lot of roiling water lately on the news and everything coming down in great big rivers of water out of banks, rolling. That's what will happen in our minds if we don't take the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. If we let Satan control, he will constantly bombard us with negative thoughts and thoughts of defeat. He's going to constantly do that until we are overwhelmed. But like the water, how it takes over. Right now, my sister-in-law says the river in the back of their property is full, but it's not running over. But the water is coming just above them, and they even named the town just above them. And I called her last evening. I said, be aware now that they're saying the water is at Rosenberg, so be careful. She says, I am watching. That's what we need to be doing. The water of distress and of trial is upon us, and we don't know what is ahead, do we? It's kind of hidden from us. I never expected to see people get their head chopped off. I never expected that. That's such a primitive way of disposing of somebody. You know, the French used to do that. And when we would read that in the Bible when I was younger, I would think, well, how's that going to be that somebody would go back to that method? I mean, goodness sake, it's so primitive. And here we have it right in our day, this thing happening. But we know that the Lord is faithful. He is working. His saints in the far reaches of this world that are suffering for Christ, how we need to pray for them, that God will continue to give them the strength that they need to overcome. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He's a faithful God. Now, we haven't had anything like that happen where somebody's trying to chop our head off. But things are getting worse. Things are getting worse in this United States. We heard this week that they were telling the servicemen that they better not witness for Christ and try to proselytize, it's called, someone else from another religion, or they will be court-martialed. Isn't that something? What happened to free speech? What happened to freedom of religion? Just gone, just going gradually away. But praise God, we are victors in Christ Jesus. He says, don't be troubled by this. Don't let our thoughts be stirred and agitated. Why? Because the next phrase said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Put your faith in the living God. He is the faithful God. He's going to take care of us. No matter what, he is going to take care of us. He is a faithful God. We can put our trust in the Lord God. This word believe means to trust and have faith in. Glory to God. And so we believe in the living God. Let's remember that that's part of Satan messing with our mind, is to say, well, God won't be faithful. He's going to allow something bad. We need to put our faith in the living God, that he is a faithful God, and he's going to take care of us no matter what. And then he goes ahead to say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Someone was having a discussion in the internet on whether there were literally going to be mansions, because one place he talks about his house. And they said, there's no room in a house for mansions. Isn't that a silly thing? I mean, that is so silly to argue and be concerned over some phrase that they don't quite comprehend. God is a big God. He can do anything he wants to do. And if he wants to put mansions in a house, he can do that. It can be a great big house, can't it? But people are so stupid to just argue over some little crazy thing that doesn't really matter at all. But I know that the Lord has prepared a place for us. And one of these days we're going to be there with him. And Jesus went to prepare that place. I can't picture that this means that he is up there with a hammer and a saw making a building, actually building. But I know that the place he prepared this for us was the cross. He went to the cross, and through the cross and the death of the cross, we have a place in heaven with the Lord. And I don't know if it's going to be a mansion. Some people believe it's going to be literal mansions. Other people don't believe that. I don't know that exactly, but I know that whatever and our place is there with the Lord, it's going to be wonderful. Amen. And we're going to be so happy and full of ecstasy when we get there to that place that he has prepared for us. And he says he's going to come again in verse 3. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I'm going to receive you unto myself. Can you picture that? His arms going around us and is pulling us to himself. One of these days that's going to happen. We are going to be received to the Lord. That where I am, there you may be also. Whether I go, you know. Do you know where the Lord is? Do you know that he really is living on high? And he went up there. He went back to his Father. The scripture tells us he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding for us, praying for us and our needs. Does that comfort you to know that he's up there praying for you? He sees everything we go through. Praise the Lord. Whether I go, you know, and the way you know. What is the way? The way is to receive Christ. The way is to yield our life to God. Follow the Lord. Let him work in us. Different places there in heaven that we can occupy. And Thomas said, Lord, we know not where you go, and how can we know the way? He was looking at it in the terms of this life, wasn't he? He wasn't thinking in spiritual terms. And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So he is the one and only way. If you believe, believe also in me. If you entrust, the word means, if you commit to trust. It says in the concordance, it said especially one's spiritual well-being to Christ. We commit that to God. Praise the Lord. God is going to do something wonderful for us. Let's go back to Luke 21, there were a few thoughts here that blessed my heart as I was studying this. Now, this 21st chapter of Luke is a chapter that is talking about the coming tribulation, the coming of the Lord and the tribulation time. And we're going to read with verse 7. It's, as I said, speaking about the time of judgment that is going to come very soon upon the earth. Verse 7, it says, they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what signs will there be when these things shall come to pass? This is the disciples asking. These signs that we see right now are some of the signs that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Very soon we're going to have the blood moon. It'll be in September. And it's a great sign. I heard a person talking last year, and they said, well, the blood moons don't really have anything to do with Israel. The last few that have happened, nothing really significant happened to Israel. I thought, are you blind or something? Do you not understand what's going on in this world? This blood moon is very significant, and already bad things are happening in Israel this year. And I thought it was kind of interesting. Maybe you heard on the news this morning that Secretary of State Kerry had a bicycle accident and broke his leg really severely right next to his hip that he's had a new hip put in, and they're flighting him back to the United States. And I thought to myself, he has been pushing this deal with Iran above all concerns for Israel. He's been talking to the people in and up in the EU about bringing a what would you call it, something to the UN to go ahead and declare that the Palestinians are going to get their state, whether Israel wants it or not. And those are his thoughts. He's working on people to that end. And regardless of whether Iran can hurt Israel or not, he's going to press for that treaty. And then now this morning, when I heard that on the news, I thought, God, you have ways of dealing with things, don't you, Lord? Strange. A man riding on the bicycle with a bunch of other guys, other bicyclers, this morning, going along, 71 years old, and having a problem already with his hip, and that's the hip he falls on and breaks his leg. And they said it was quite serious. So God knows all about it, but I tell you, we must not cross what God says. God says those who bless Israel will be blessed, those who curse Israel will be cursed. And that is coming to pass in this world and going to be in these years to come. So going on here, verse 8, he says, And he said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name. And then in verse 9, that would say they were Christ. And verse 9, and when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not yet by and by. Then, as he goes on in verse 11, there shall be great earthquakes in divers places, and famines and pestilences or diseases, and fearful sights and great signs shall be from the heaven. But the verse that I especially wanted us to notice is verse 14. Settle it, therefore, in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor to resist. But I looked at this word settle and I thought, that's exactly what he was saying in chapter 14 of John. Let not your heart be troubled, your mind. Settle this thing in your mind. What does the word settle mean? It means to place in a passive. And I thought about sometimes, you know, when you say, just relax and don't think of anything. That kind of seemed like to me maybe what he's talking about. Just don't let this stuff bother you. Just don't think about it. So just be passive in a horizontal position. And it means to utterly prostrate or to bow down, to yield, to kneel down or to lay down or to sink down. In other words, Lord, I'm just going to settle this. I'm not going to worry anymore. Because you're in control. You're doing all things after the counsel of your own will. I'm not going to let it just bug me. That's what I've been doing this week. I've had a lot of things to bug me this week. And realizing that it's affecting me. And so I'm asking the Lord, just settle my mind, Lord. It's not something we can do in our own selves. But as we cry out to the Lord, Lord, just let not my heart be troubled. Let my mind not be troubled by all the events that are taking place. Yes. Just settle it in your mind. Lay it down. Lay it down before the Lord. The Amplified says, resolve. And settle it in your mind. All of us know how that goes. Sometimes we have something that's really worrying us and nags at us. And when we finally come to that place where we just say, Lord, I can't worry about this. I mean, it's God, you've got to take care of it. I can't do it. There's nothing I can do. My hands are totally tied. I cannot do it. I've got to just let you have it. And that's a good point, isn't it? That's the place we come to. It speaks of submission. Not my will, but thine be done. Not my will, but thine be done. how many times we've got to say that in our lives. It hurts sometimes, the thing God allows to our loved ones or to friends that we have. And it's hard for us to say that. Lord, just work however you can work. Lord, I just give it to you. This was the prayer of Jesus, wasn't it? And he said in that pattern prayer, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Your will, Father, that's what needs to be done. And the will of God is not always a pleasant thing. In verse 19, notice what it says there in this 21st chapter of Luke. "In your patience possess ye your souls." We have to read verse 17. "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish." Does that always work? I mean, those Christians over there, their heads are being chopped off. But spiritually speaking, not a hair of their head is perishing. That's They're going instantly to be with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They're definitely all right. They're all right. We're all right than we are.
Amen.
So I wrote there, outside of God's will. God may take their life, but he's faithful to them. The moment that their eyes shut. But it's, notice, "In your patience possess ye your souls." The soul, the psyche, the mind, all those things, the memories, the conscience, all that is the soul. All of that is the soul of man. Patience. Oh boy, do we love that word. I remember one time in a great trial, I was so impatient because we were needing to move to a place to take a church, to pastor a church, and they were waiting on us, and we couldn't get there. The house would not sell. And it just seemed like, Lord, if you want us there, then why are you not moving? Why are you not helping us sell this place? And I was at the kitchen stove, and I said, Lord, help us. Get us out of this situation. And the Lord just spoke and said, tribulation works patience. And I thought, oh Lord, how much you love patience. God is such a patient God with us, and he wants that characteristic worked in us.
Yes, Lord.
You know what it means? It means cheerful endurance. Cheerful endurance. It means constancy. Just going along. Enduring, it means patient continuance and waiting. I won't even ask the question, how many of you have had to be patient? I know that everybody here in this place has had to be patient. God loves that. And he's working a deep thing in us through making us patient. And the only way we get it is by having to wait. That's how we learn it. It's awful, but that's the way it is. We have to learn it, and so he tells us wait. But notice the word possess. What does that mean? It means to get or to acquire by any means. It means to own. It means to obtain, to provide, and to purchase. So it seems like he's saying here that there's something we're going to have to do. And I think that thing that we have to do is we have to turn it over to God. We can keep on fretting and just get sick from it. That is sure. I know that. We can keep on being so bothered and just say, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Oh, this circumstance is so bad. Oh, what will happen? The Lord knows exactly what's going to happen already. He's a faithful God. He's already got it in his plan. And so we have to get a hold of that and say, I will not worry. I will give it to God. I will not let my heart be troubled. I will rest in the Lord. In the Amplified Version, this says, "By your steadfastness and patient endurance, you shall win the true life of your souls." you shall win the true life of your souls if you just give it to God. And so that's the message this morning, is give these things over to God. Allow the Lord to work. He's going to work. And, you know, we'll pray, Lord, work in so-and-so's life. Bring them to a place of yieldedness to you, Lord. And then the things God allows. Oh, my goodness, Lord, rescue them out of that. Oh, God, get them out of that. Isn't that what we do a lot of times? And God is saying, but this is what I allowed, so that they would come to trust me, so they would come to love me. Psalm 56, 3 and 4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God will I put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do unto me? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto Egypt. Deuteronomy 7, 18. Isaiah 12, 2 through 3. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And then Psalm 112, his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established there. Read that, Psalm 112, verses 5 through 9. And Psalm 91, verses 1 through 9 and through 12, verse 11 especially says, in God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? God is in control. We've said that so many times. Yet we have to learn it over and over and over, don't we? Because we're human. I'm still here, so I must still be needing to overcome. I think when we come to the point where there's no more for us to overcome, the Lord will just take us home. We'll be perfected, but we're not there yet. And so we have to trust in the Lord. So let's sing a song in closing, and if you have a need, feel free to come and receive from the Lord whatever your need is. Altar's always open. If you have a need for healing, come and we'll pray for you and trust in the Lord. That's our only hope, you know. It's trusting in the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Let's stand and turn to 143 in the grace and glory this morning. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, by his grace I'll trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me in the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, by his grace I'll trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus' simple taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, by His grace I'll trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me till the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, by His grace I'll trust Him more. Everybody sing the chorus. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, by His grace I'll trust Him more.